The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The seahorse belongs to the same family as pipefishes and sea dragons. There are 35 species in all, and they're found in warm, shallow ocean waters all over the world. They vary in size from the 1/4-inch long dwarf seahorse to the foot-long giant seahorse of the Pacific Ocean. But they all have one thing in common. The male seahorse, rather than the female, becomes pregnant. This unusual mode of reproduction is the most extreme form of male parental care yet discovered. Female seahorses deposit their eggs inside the male's brood pouch, and the males subsequently undergo a pregnancy that's not unlike a typical pregnancy for females. Sperm from the male fertilizes the eggs shortly after the female deposits them. The eggs then embed in the wall of the pouch, where they will develop as embryos until the birth of the young seahorses, anywhere from 10 days to 6 weeks later, depending on the species. During development, the male provides oxygen and nutrients to the embryos through a capillary network in the pouch. Later, to prepare the young for life after birth, he changes the pouch environment to be more like salt water. After hatching, the young seahorses emerge steadily from their dad's pouch, varying by species in number from 8 to 200 babies.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.